Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our blessed Lord teaches us today about the principal commandment of God, from which all other commandments truly flow. To love God above all things, and to love our neighbor. And St. Augustine remarks, there is one commandment of God of which I feel ashamed, namely that my God had to command me to love him. This past week, the church celebrated several very important saints, and one of those saints is St. Francis of Assisi. Many times today misused, this great, great saint, this Christ lover, by natural fanatics. For us, he's a very great saint. And I'm sure you're familiar with that very famous picture of St. Francis standing in the garden with the birds, with three birds resting on his fingers, singing to their heart's content. And St. Francis speaking to them with tears in his eyes. And many times you can read the inscription under the picture, "Little birds, you were created to sing, and you do sing. Man is created to love, and he does not love." Man is created to love, and he does not love. And this was the cause of St. Francis' tears. It was this same St. Francis who on Mount Alverna was heard repeating all through the night, his eyes bathed in tears, "My love is not love." And ever since the big crucifix in the church in San Damiano in Assisi spoke to St. Francis, the image of the crucified Savior remained deeply fixed in his soul. It was his constant meditation. One day, a brother met him, lamenting and weeping in a loud voice, his eyes full of blood. And St. Francis exclaimed, "Oh, the sufferings of our Savior! I would not be ashamed," the saint added, "to travel weeping through the entire world to fill it with the grief of my heart over the sufferings of my Lord." And this the saint said with such an overwhelming feeling of grief that the other brother began to weep with him. And his love of the crucified became so strong in St. Francis of Assisi that the very wounds of our blessed Lord were imprinted at his feet and hands and at his side. And an imitation of St. Francis in our own days was truly Padre Pio, who died in 1968. And the crucifix was his only book of meditation. Francis knew no other subject of meditation than the crucifix. The birds were created to sing, and they do sing, do they not, every single day. And man was created to love, and he does not love God. Let the picture of Christ crucified stand out more vividly before your eyes. Let it sink more deeply into your own soul. And you who are created to love him will learn to love him more. Last Lent, we spoke, we meditated, we thought in detail and in depth about the 14 stations of the cross. And these 14 stations of the cross are a love letter from God to man, written with his precious blood of his divine Son. There are 14 stations, 14 monuments of the love of God. And we genuflect before them. We adore thee, O Christ. And we read that letter, that love letter, on bended knees. And in every station, he seems to say to you, your soul is worth all this. And how I do love you. Look at him once more and let your own heart speak to him. Jesus is condemned to death. But I did it. I condemned him to death as often as I sinned grievously. And he takes upon himself the heavy cross upon his shoulders, but not the cross, but the burden of my many and great sins. Make it so heavy. Little wonder that he broke down under the burden of my sins 3 times. He falls and atones for my 3-fold sins, committed in thought, word, and deed, against God, against my neighbor, and against myself. Sins of the childhood, sins of the youth, and sins in the old age. And you place yourself under the cross on Calvary, and with Francis and the saints, you look at your crucified love. That's exactly what this new church does not understand anymore. That's why they removed so many signs of the cross. So many crucifixes they removed. This new mass does not want anymore to be the renewal of the sacrifice of the cross. Therefore, modern man also will not understand anymore the cross in their own lives. Man does not anymore understand the sense of suffering, the sense of the cross in their own lives. They do not understand the cross. With that picture before you, the crucified, could you ever dare trample on his blood by committing a grievous sin again? Here at the cross, everything speaks of love. Not human love, but divine love. And he loves you with divine love. To know Christ and him crucified is the only knowledge worth knowing, according to the Apostle. And St. Augustine shed bitter tears in his old age when he says, "Sero mavite, too late have I loved thee." And he weeps and adds, "Because too late have I known thee." Any priest can tell you stories when he comes to a dying person that he will see flowing tears. And even the priest will give the dying soul the consolation of the absolution, the consolation that God did forgive. There are still tears, because there's always the remembrance of the sins when they were young. The imitation of Christ says, when that last day comes, you will see your entire life in a very different light. See your life already now in that light and spare your tears in the old age. Learn to know Jesus crucified a little better, and you will love him better. There was one time a famous Irish priest, a Jesuit priest, and one day he was called to visit the prison. A girl who was to be supposed to execute the next day called for him. Several years before, this priest, walking home late night after long mission sermon, met a young woman in the street. She was a woman of the street, a woman of sin. The priest stopped in front of her and said, "My dear child, go home to your mother. Christ does not deserve the way you treat him, because he loves you so dearly." The woman went home. 2 weeks, she was good, and then went back to the street, back to sin. And sin followed upon sin. And finally, she committed even worse sins. She committed the sin of murder. And now she was in prison. She was standing before her own death. And now she called this priest. It was the first time this priest met her since the first encounter. She had refused the assistance of any other priest, and the kind words of this priest that day in the street were ringing in her ears. She wanted to see a priest, and she wanted to see that priest. They traced him and called him, but the girl, the woman, was not even a Catholic. She had never been baptized, but the priest then came and baptized her. He said Mass for her in the prison, and she received Holy Communion. He stood by when she died, and so a sinner died, followed by divine love. Let us try to know our Blessed Lord better. Let us try to understand this divine love a little better, and you will love him better. Use this book that the saints used, that St. Francis of Assisi used, the crucifix. Follow our Lord to Calvary along the way of the cross on the hand of our Blessed Lady. And remember the picture from the beginning of St. Francis of Assisi and the lesson it conveys today to us. Little birds, he said to the three birds resting on his fingers, you were created to sing, and you do sing. And man was created to love, and he does not love. Begin today to love him a little more. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.